You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Qualifications Authority has released new information showing that across the country, schools have 6% fewer achieved merit and excellence results than this time last year, and 20% fewer than this time in 2019. I spoke to Melanie Weber, Vice President of the Post Primary Teachers Association, about what she thought about these findings and how students have been doing more generally in lockdown. We also discussed how socioeconomic status can affect the education of students in lockdown and how education is likely to change in the long term. I started by asking her whether she thought this new information around a decline in results is of concern to her.
I'd be really surprised if we didn't see a difference in the results this year, and that's why the learning recognition credits were introduced in order to show that. So it is unsurprising that there is a considerable difference because students have been out of school, and particularly in practical subjects where there's absolutely no way you can shift those online.
Do you think schools and perhaps the government more generally did enough to prepare students to learn online this year, given that it was sort of inevitable a lockdown was going to happen at some point in 2021?
I think schools have done all they can. We've progressed a lot with our online learning and our ability to deliver that since the lockdown last year. The difficulty we have this year is particularly in terms of the timing, being term three, which is typically when we had a lot of assessment going on. What we didn't see last year was the huge amount of work that went on to catch students up last year, and that just hasn't been possible this year with the timing.
Have schools felt like they've got enough support from the government and from NZQA?
There continue to be issues in schools with access to devices, and there is a huge digital divide going on in this country. And that's in terms of having enough devices and enough connectivity for students to be able to engage fully with online learning. And that is very socioeconomic based. So I would hope to see that as a priority in terms of closing that digital divide for students.
Especially given that online learning is becoming so important, this digital divide, has the government done much to address it? Would you have liked to have seen them have done more at this point?
The government has rolled out a lot of devices into schools, particularly into secondary schools, but I'm aware that that priority has been in secondary schools at the expense of primary. The other area that is difficult is the actual connectivity. So when you survey people, they may say they have connectivity, but actually it's just phones that they are tethering devices to. And when you get a number of students trying to access that, it's just not fit for purpose.
And what's the effect of this? If there's a student with just a phone or no device, are they literally just not getting an education? How's that working?
Schools have been working really hard to get out hard packs for students, so putting together stuff that doesn't require online access. But they are going to be having a very different experience to those students who may have a quiet bedroom with really great connectivity and a great device. There is a divide in there. And it's not just about that connectivity, it's about those spaces to be able to learn in as well.
Do you see education sort of changing long term with a move online? Is this sort of going to be the way forwards from now on?
I think what we've all seen through this is we've had a really good test of online learning and we don't like it. We can make it work, but teaching is about connections. None of us became teachers because we want to sit talking at computers all day. Having gone through two lockdowns in Tamaki Makaurau myself last year, I really missed my students. I missed that engagement in the classroom. I missed the laughter. And it's very difficult to recreate that on Zooms. And a huge amount of what goes on in schools is around that learning to manage work in groups, those personal interactions, which are very difficult to replicate on Zoom or Teams or Google Meets or whatever it is you're using.
Is there any concern that there could be some long-term effects from these other aspects you're talking about, like the social side of school, which is arguably as important as the academic side? Is that going to be affected when students have been in lockdown for a cumulative number of months over the past couple of years?
Students are pretty resilient, and I think they're absolutely desperate to get back into schools again, and they'll be really excited to be there, and they will make it work. There are some impacts, but what they are, I would hazard to speculate on it. What we will do when we get students back is wrap around them. One of the big concerns we have is about the numbers of students who will be returning to schools. There is a lot of fear in communities around Delta. You have multi-generational homes, particularly in Pacifica and Māori communities, where if you have got an elderly relative at home, you're going to be very reluctant to be returning if you don't feel entirely safe. So those are things we're going to have to be managing.
How have teachers felt about the lockdown? Have they felt like they've got the resources to look after students, or like you last year, have they struggled with it?
Teachers hate it. No, as I say, we didn't go into it. We make it work. We do the absolute best we can for our students and to get them through, but it's really, really hard. And with the length of this lockdown, teachers are struggling. They're really looking forward to this break where they'll have a chance to catch up and not be struggling through this online learning for a couple of weeks.
And so you said that the education system sort of hates online learning. Can you see many long-term effects in the way we teach, or is it going to be back to the classroom for sort of same as normal?
I'd hesitate to say we hate online learning, and there are real benefits with a blended learning environment. So in terms of what work you can do online, but I think what's become really important is that face-to-face aspect is required. We've had huge professional development and changes in how we teach. Some of that will be good and we'll keep it, and some of it we will quite happily dispose of.
That was Melanie Webber, Vice President of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, on the news that NCA results have declined through lockdown.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.